to our
regularly
scheduled program. Hey y'all, how y'all doing? I'm Fee.
I'm Tiffany.
Tiffany today.
No, okay. I'm TSJ. No, I'm always TSJ. Everybody know.
And of course, we're Melon and Queens.
Are we? Because somebody don't like to record.
Somebody's booked and busy. Anyway, ooh, let's go.
No, we're gonna go. How am I booked and busy?
On Ellen on TV.
Star, bitch.
Pretending like she knows shit though.
No,
like,
they made us a commercial break and learn the words. I'm a fast learner.
Up there on with Ellen and shit, like she knew what she was talking about. Like, bitch, what?
I was.
Okay.
I was. Thank you.
I mean, you put on a good front.
I didn't. I knew the words. I still know it. You want me to sing it for you?
No, I do not want you to sing it for you.
I just know the chorus, though.
Right.
Because that's the only part we need to learn.
Give me the first verse.
Anyway.
How y'all doing? Oh, me too. Yeah, you know.
Who you talking to?
Our viewers.
What viewers, bitch? Because they don't know.
They don't know.
They like, when y'all been? Where y'all going? When next podcast y'all going to have?
We back now.
We are? Are you sure?
After all of your trips and shit, you know.
I can't help it. I'm living the best life.
She's taking vacations.
Every other week.
Every 5 minutes.
Whatever.
That's what I'm going to say. Every 5 minutes. Okay. But anyway, what have you been up to? Go ahead and tell the world.
I mean, aside from being OVO gang out here in these streets.
Yes, her birthday just passed.
You know, I went to LA, did my LA thing. Oop, our tickets got for my baby daddy, Maxwell. You know, they got upgraded, so that was nice. I was in box seats. He was right there. Holly Berry and Chaka Khan was in the audience also.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was living my best life, and then I had to come back here. I didn't know I had to come back here. We was at their party. I was like, where are we going? She said, we going back
home.
All
I know is I seen her snaps, and she was just, like, super drunk, because I know her drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
I know you're drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
You had a good buzz.
No, well,
you was
high. I was high of life. I legit couldn't get drunk. I could not get drunk.
Why couldn't you get drunk?
I don't know. I was drinking a lot. Like, Kevin Cousin got me a bottle of what my favorite, Jose Cuervo. I drank half of it. Nothing.
Maybe it was water.
I know. You know what I think, Widow? And it happens to me when I go to Miami. I think the heat. Because I be sweating so much. It's like, yeah, girl, bad. You know? So that's how I was in California. I couldn't get drunk because I was sweating.
Yeah.
Because I'm fat. So that's what happens.
Well, you know.
So whatever.
Hashtag fat girl life.
Yeah.
You know.
It is what it is. But I wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
What you been up to?
Nothing. Getting ready for this goddamn Christmas season.
Yes. I know. Do you know a place where I can go get Christmas stuff? Like decorations?
Oh, Target. You know me.
Who got money? Who got money? Where?
But if not Target, you can go to Five Below. They always have Christmas stuff. They always have everything for every season.
Okay.
They have, let's see what other places. Dollar Tree.
No, I don't want the.
No, I'm just saying, but it's simple. Stuff. But you can find really cute stuff in there if you go to a really nice one. Let's see. Family Dollar. Let me think. Walmart.
Okay.
Sears.
I went to Walmart last year. I did get some good.
Yeah, they have some really cute stuff.
Because they give you the big
wrapping
one.
Paper.
They give you the big thing full of orders. Like it'd be like $75 in there
for like $20. Yeah. No, it was on cheaper than that too.
Well, I like really nice. Yeah,
it depends on what color you want your Christmas.
Yeah.
Also.
I think this year we're gonna do purple and gold.
Okay.
Purple's my baby.
Okay, no, I'm just playing. But like, I think last year we did blue and pink. It was really, really pretty. And this year we actually threw away our tree, so we're gonna get a real tree this year. We got Jackson, so I don't know how that shit gonna work out because Jackson is a nutcase. So
yeah, do nothing wrong.
Something wrong with
trees,
that goddamn dog.
Gotta do real trees. That pine in your house.
It get the house smelling so good. I just feel like he's gonna knock down a tree.
How are you gonna knock down a big ass tree?
Because he's a goddamn badass puppy. You haven't seen him. He's gotten really big.
I can't. I'm allergic.
I know you're allergic, but you seen him from the cage last time. He was little, but he's good. Good big size, you know.
So what else is going on, girl?
Nothing. Oh, I got a new tattoo. It's peeling right now.
What does it say?
It looks ugly, but It's an arrow. And, well, actually, two arrows. Well, three.
The Do you know arrow. What kind of tattoo did you receive?
Yeah, I just had to count. I had to remember. Okay. It's because it's peeling, so you really can't see it. It's, okay. It's peeling. But it's the arrow, and then, well, the second arrow is written into faith. And then the next arrow is right behind the H, going into faith. Going back and getting another. Because the tattoo guy is super fine.
Shout him out. Shoot your shot.
Oh, no, he old. Old.
So it wasn't before I mentioned that he fine.
Because he's just good to look at. It's just one of those. You know how you got... You know. Anyway. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's my thing. But, you know, you just have guys... You know, you have guys where you just good to look at. And you like, oh, he a hoe. Got like 27 and a half.
Oh, you said he a hoe.
Yeah.
I thought you said he was old.
No. Yeah, he's a hoe, so he's good to look at.
Oh.
I mean, maybe you might be the woman to change his ways. Oof.
No, thank you. He just not. No.
Remember when I was telling you that you should, like, go up to men and talk to them? So, I have a friend that will do it. No, I'm not setting you up. Calm down. A friend that would do it with you.
Who?
Her name is Whitney. Shout out, Whitney. She said that she, because she... I'm going to be single the rest of my life. And I'm like, you're 31. That's number one. You're not old as hell. So get over it. And she was like, well, I don't want to meet people. She don't want to meet people online. She's like, I want to do it the regular way. Where I'm supposed to go to a club? No, you can go anywhere. And she was like, well, I go up to guys, no problem. So I put my head together. Why don't we all go out? She'll be your wingman, like Issa. All
right.
And Molly.
I go for it. Go for it. Yes. Go. Hope for it. Do you want this dick or no? Sorry, I know the whole thing because I listened to the album and it's actually on the album.
You told me this already.
It is.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Anyway, back to.
Okay, back to it.
So would you do it?
Depends on how drunk I am.
No,
I'm not being sober.
Why?
You know I don't like talking to people. I'm like a real life.
You do actually, though.
Vert person.
You say this, but you do.
This is us talking. Like, if I'm out with a big crowd, like, I don't know, I'm going to talk to you or sit there on my phone because I'm a nerd. Unless we're talking about nerdy shit, then you get
me. So go up and talk to a guy about nerdy stuff.
They'd be looking at me like, bitch, I don't watch that.
And if they don't, move on and go to the next person. Like, that's the whole point.
I don't know.
You don't
we'll
know?
We'll see. Oh, I bought these really cute boots.
Let's see how she changed the subject.
Wednesday. I got to show you them. They're really cute. They come up over my knee. They burgundy. I guess burgundy is in for the fall. I like it, though. I'll do it. Damn.
Look, I'm trying to love you and get judging you somebody. Look, don't do it. No, fine. You and Jackson live happily ever after.
That ain't my goddamn dog, number one. So, it's Nene's like dog. It's my nephew.
Okay. Well, incest. I don't know what to tell you.
Incest, no. He's an animal. I'm not going to jail. You know how white people feel about their animals. I'm straight.
Make it happen.
When?
Whatever.
All right.
Y'all heard that, folks. It's recorded.
Let me get my hair redone.
Why? Whoever loves you, no matter how your hair look.
I want my hair to be cute anyway. I'm getting it done because it's frizzy. But I like it. Like this. So I'm going to just get the top redone. Because she did a good job. I was real proud of her. Anyway, go ahead and get that gossip out, girlfriend.
Gossip, gossip. Everybody gossip. So I had a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to talk about, but let's start with, since somebody don't want to record half the time. I had one question, though, because one of these questions, this is the first question. So, have you noticed that when certain things happen in the world, like, you know, the police gunning down, not just black people, but gunning down people in general, or if, like, the hurricanes and stuff like that,
celebrities don't really be on it, but they be on it. But then when it happened to them, they want you to be all attention on it.
I never.
So.
Who?
What's her name? From TLC.
Which one?
The blonde. T-Boss. There you go. Her, I think it was her cousin or nephew or someone got gunned down by the police. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. He needs to go to jail. It's not saying that she wasn't all about Black Lives Matter or stuff, but it's just crazy how it was all in the news
and now she and everything.
Now you
want to
be more vocal about the situation.
It happens to you.
Exactly.
And that's how a lot of, but even without celebrities, that's how I see a lot of people as. They'll be posting this and that and the other. And then when it happened to them, they'd be really into that.
Right.
Shit.
And so I think not that's just, but, I think but we're talking about celebrities. Yeah. So they do that, though.
Yeah.
And then also, what's her name? Andrea Bailon or Holton now.
Yeah.
Her family, she said her family need help in Puerto Rico. Oh, okay. That's nice.
You got money. Help them.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm just confused about that. So, it is, I don't like that, the fact that you want to, like, put more light on it because it's your family now. Now it's your, you know, what's going on happening. Like, but whatever. Yeah. So, that's that.
Yeah, I know, I see that a lot. Even with just regular people, I see that a lot.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, I don't have any people in my circle that's like that. next. Did you hear about Toni Braxton and Birdman getting married?
Who?
Toni Braxton and Birdman. Boom! Boom!
What is that? What are you doing?
Boom!
You sound like a dying animal, motherfucker.
Boom!
What the fuck are you
doing?
I can't even do it.
Boom!
You're not using, you're using that little tangy thing in the back of your throat. No.
So anyway, they got married secretly, so they say. And Tamar kind of confirmed it anyway. She was like, you know, they got secretly married. So that's new. That's cute. She's beautiful and 51, I believe, and just gorgeous. So
but Birdman, though.
Birdman, I heard, is very intelligent from what I hear from the other people that he used to date, like Keisha Cole and all of that. I mean, who you got receipts? Where are your receipts? Don't.
All right, go ahead.
All three of y'all. Don't do him.
Go ahead.
So anyway, I love their union. I think it's great.
Like he like boys, but
why do you think he like boys?
It just rubs me off as I feel.
What evidence do you have? Where's your receipts?
It's just, you know, gay people got gator. I think I got it too, so I might be gay. Maybe that's why I don't got a bed. No, but
ding 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 ding.
Right,
maybe.
The life of
maybe. Just right. Maybe that's the thing. She likes twat. Okay,
anyway, it's just something. Since it's just like, nigga, you might be low key gay.
I don't get that from him. He's not at all. But so they're married, and Tamar, did you hear about Tamar is gonna have her last album? She's not making another recording. Do you like Tamar? I love her. I love her music. Yeah. I should say
she
music.
Cool.
Nah.
Yeah, I like her music, but she loud.
I'm confused. I'm loud.
Like, just, it's her voice. It's like one of those voices that's in your eardrum, and you just like, okay, shut up. It's one of those.
Really?
I mean, I like her. Mm. I like her songs.
Yeah, well, she's not making my albums. You know, she on that tour. Are you going to see it?
With
Escape.
I was thinking about it. Are you going?
No.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about it. What's her name got kicked off of that?
Yeah, her Nene. Yeah. She's
telling somebody that she get raped or
something. I know. About an Uber. About an Uber driver because she was getting hackled.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You're dumb as fuck for saying that.
First
and then
all,
the fact that
you're in comedy.
You're
what are you doing?
A white. Well, no, she is.
She's not funny.
She is funny.
Funny.
Like, funny. What the fuck?
The funny that bring you to tears, funny.
I don't know. I haven't been able to actually witness her stuff. I just seen clips of it.
I just never liked her.
Clearly.
I didn't like her because her nose ugly.
Moving right along.
Her nose is ugly. You can't tell me it ain't.
Also, let's see. Oh, so for all you people that know, and I got a freaking text message, I think, about this. I didn't really care because I'm like, duh. Fear and Mary Jane is getting canceled. Who cares?
I don't even watch it.
Like, I used to. Two
I've
seasons
never
ago.
No, never watched two, it.
What? What's wrong with you?
Just couldn't get into it.
So how did you never watch it, dude?
I tried to. Like, the first maybe 2 to 3 episodes.
So you watched 3 episodes?
Yeah. And that was it. I don't watch shit on BET.
She's not black, y'all.
Anyway. That's why I'm so yellow.
If you want to claim whatever you want to claim, black is beautiful. America?
Yes, okay. I said America. I'm black. She's I'm black. A black what woman.
What are you? Did you watch the Gucci and Keisha? Oh, you don't watch BET?
I did watch it.
Oh, so you watch BET.
Because it's somebody I follow online posted it. So, watch it for free. Because I don't have cable in my room. It's in the living room. Okay. So, I just watched it from my laptop.
What did you think about it?
It was nice. But
I didn't watch it, so you can whatever you tell me.
You know, I didn't know she was Jamaican or wherever she's from. Yeah. Like, but you can hear it, like, because I've never really heard her talk like that. Mm-hmm. But you can actually hear it, like, she starts talking fast, and you can hear her accent coming out. Mm-hmm. But she has I watched her on the reel too.
Yeah, I heard.
What's up with her having these
secret kids?
Yeah,
I think that's just a rumor. However, they're supposed
to talk about it.
Some little girl walked down the aisle. My friend said nobody knew who she was.
Like, she looked like she was about 16. She wasn't. She's just a chunky little girl. But she was about Madison's age.
Wow.
Yeah. Because people was asking where were their kids at during the wedding. Because, you know, Gucci got kids, too.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he has kids.
Wow.
She stuck with him through the kids, the drugs, all that shit.
What you think about that? Would you do it?
Nope.
You think she's a good woman for doing
that? I mean, that's on her. That's what
I'm saying. Would you say that's a good woman?
I wouldn't necessarily. I'll say she's a stronger than most to
stronger
deal
than most.
Yeah, to deal with that type of shit, because y'all, they've been together for how long?
Yeah,
like how long they've been together for a long time. Even, but they broke up for a while too, because remember he had dated, what's that girl name, Buffy the Body. Remember, mm-hmm. He dated her and dated a couple people, so they kind of grew apart for a while and then came back together and then grew apart and then came back together a couple times.
Yeah, I think that's dumb.
I mean, that's on them. You know, she love who she love. But she even said, like, the first time they met, he was like, I'm gonna marry you. So, but niggas know when they gonna marry somebody.
Yeah, but then they disrespect you by having kids and cheating on you.
Yep.
Nah.
I mean,
that's not love.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Hey, teach your song, girl. Congratulations or whatever.
I didn't like that wig she had on her hair.
She had a wig on?
That was definitely a wig.
Oh.
You could tell.
That's unfortunate.
It's horrible. That wasn't a good wig. Well, how was a wig
horrible when you had no budget for your wedding? I'm confused. You should have had...
Her budget was... He did. He said no budget.
Exactly.
But the total came up to like $1.7 million.
Exactly.
Like
so why
and the
is your
wedding,
wig
like
horrible?
The decorations and everything, that was beautiful. But the fact that she was just so difficult with that wedding planner, I was just like... I would have quit 27 and a half times. But you got me fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
She was there for that check. Because I know that check was... It was nice.
See, I heard a difference. I heard it was in, like, for how much it cost. It didn't look how much it cost.
I liked it. Like, I liked that stage that it had set up on it. You know how they were higher than, you know, the people. That's just like when I just went to this wedding a few weeks ago. My sister's best friend wedding. I liked the way they had it set up. Like, they had the people that were actually staying for the reception sit at their tables and see the wedding, because everything was basically in one hall.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so over on this side, this was all of the chairs and stuff for people that wasn't staying for the reception. And then everybody over here, this would be the section where they were actually staying for the wedding. So you got to see the wedding, and she would walk in from where the reception is. So she would walk all the way up. So that way everybody had the opportunity to see her. It was really nice, though. It was a beautiful wedding. I like the decorations and the color names, but it was really cute. Yeah, I did like... Her dress was okay.
I loved her dress, now. That's one thing I love. That headpiece, no thank you. But the but the dress was amazing.
Yeah, it was nice. I heard
she did the two-step down the aisle.
I didn't even pay attention. I thought her daddy was going to walk her down the aisle.
He didn't.
No, he stopped right at the end. Like,
that's what my friend told me.
why your daddy didn't walk you? It was right there.
Was that really her daddy?
I'd have been her. I mean,
was it her uncle?
Was I'd
it,
have been an uncle, but still,
he was it an uncle that touched her? No, let me stop.
Okay. You so
all right. So I can't. People don't fire me like Nene. It was just a joke. It was She's just
fired.
A joke.
She's fired. Okay, you guys won't hear from her again. So say goodbye to Tiffany.
So my last. Well, my last thing. Oh, what one before last?
My thing also before we get to what? That. Why they show the wedding before the episodes? That was the dumbest thing to me.
Yeah, that's what my friend said.
They should have did that. They should have been started that and then led up to the final episode. Because now you don't
care. It's like
ain't nobody about to watch that shit now.
No, no one's going to watch it.
She but maybe they're trying to pitch an actual reality show to keep them making money.
No, thank you.
I mean, they might be. You never know.
So, we want to say, do a moment of silence. Pour out a 40 for our nigga Hugh, the Freak Hefner. He passed away.
I just seen in the news they have in their first transgender model on the cover, too. I'm pretty sure he knew about it because it was right before he died. Unless he wasn't working. I think his son does the work now. It's a pretty lady, though. Very pretty. You didn't know that? I just seen it today.
No, I'm not.
Oh, why are you making that face then? Stop making that face if y'all can see her face.
I have to say this offline. But anyway.
But yeah, rest in peace to him. Like, we got a lot of stuff to talk about because we
legit, like, I really sadly was, like, sad about that because I used to watch
this reality. I think I watched the first maybe two seasons. Because how many seasons? It was a couple.
It was, like, five.
Yeah, so I watched the first two seasons. Mm-hmm. And I remember him going on Cribs. MTV Cribs. Yeah. They need to bring that back. I like that show. Mm. That was my shit. I used to watch that faithfully. My favorite fucking show was the Method Man episode. You never seen the Method Man episode of MTV Cribs?
Well, he was like in the hood or something?
In the hood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was like, you gotta put it together.
Yeah,
to-
yeah, yeah. I
didn't
see that.
That was my shit.
Then it was another thing. Tank was on The Breakfast Club. About a week or so ago, and he has a vagina tutorial that I want to encourage all women that eat vagina and all men that eat vagina to listen to. When I say he has it down to a science, and he knows the vagina.
Tell the people where you can listen to it at.
No, you don't have to. You can watch it. You can Breakfast Club on YouTube.
He's talking about it
The Breakfast Club.
Oh shit!
And like I'm saying, like you're not understanding. Like I was listening to this or listening and watching while I was at work. I was just amazed how he really, because you know how guys are like, and you lick around, and no, he like went into detail, my guy, and
he's a
what
do we call it, a vagina
connoisseur?
No,
what?
I'm trying to think of a word. Vaginologist or something. I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Anyway, if you need a tutorial. And since you just came out today, you
can
you can definitely.
Damon, I am a bull.
You definitely can.
I definitely like boys.
It, but
don't know what I would do without a penis.
I mean,
in a while,
bisexual is fine too.
Anyway,
okay.
I don't like can do girls.
Okay,
too many emotions. I'll probably kill a bitch.
You got too many emotions. People don't have too many emotions. You're the only one that has all the emotions.
Hashtag Gemini.
So.
Hashtag.
My other Gemini is not like you, though.
Who's honey not?
No.
Oh. Maybe I'm just crazy.
You are.
Might need to get on my meds. Anyway, I have a couple of worldly celebrity news. That Weinstein case. And so many people. The guy that's. Harvey Weinstein, basically, I think his name is Harvey. Anyway, he's over the Weinstein movie company. But I was just reading an article today. Lupta came out and shared the story.
What?
Yes. She shared the story. Let me just give you a piece. Let's see. In her piece, she recounts several encounters with Weinstein, who she met while she was still a student at Yale School of Drama. Two of their meetings bear resemblance to other accounts from more than 40 women who have accused Weinstein of inappropriate behavior ranging from sexual harassment to rape. Of course, he denied it. Of course you're going to deny it because you're a fucking creep. His brother, though, he was like, I don't know who that man is anymore. Like, his brother was like, that's not my brother. Fuck you. What? Like, straight up, he was like, I don't condone this shit. Like, but they've been saying this man been doing this shit for years. And even it's a clause in his contract with the Weinstein Company to where if some shit came out like this, he would still have his job. So you know, number one, you're a fucking rapey. You raping people. 40 women. I save the list. And I actually look it up now.
So he raping her?
Rape and sexual harassment.
Oh, that's sad.
That's unfortunate. But they said, a lot of people have been saying that shit's been happening in Hollywood.
I believe it.
Because they took him off the board, I think, for the Oscars. One of those. Whatever board he's on, he's not on that board anymore. Mm-hmm. To help pick, like, the winning movies or whatever. He's not on that board anymore. It's been a lot of stuff going on. I'm looking for it now. But now, actually, it's more than 40. And it started back... The LAPD is actually investigating accusations of 2013 rape by him. That's just some creepy ass shit to me. Like, that fucks people up. Like, some real shit. So, it's just looking at all the pictures. It's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
Angelina Jolie. She was a model. I can't think of her. She was in Suicide Squad. I can't think of her name. But I like her eyebrows. And it's even a couple of just regular women in here, too. Is that Pamela? Yep, Pamela Anderson. Yep, Gwyneth Paltrow. Right before she was dating Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt confronted him about it when he did it. I guess he was sexually harassing her, but Rose McGowan. You remember her from, what movie was that? American Beauty. Ever seen that movie? Oh, it's a good movie, though.
No, I saw the movie. Oh. I'm asking this list.
Most of them are, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we don't need to go through it.
Well, I mean, shit, black girls get right too.
But I know, I'm just saying, you know.
All these white
melanin girls. Queens. I'm just saying.
We talking about the race. I don't give a fuck about that.
You should.
It's just fucked up. Like, this is what's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you. Because, number one, he's Caucasian. He's going to get away with the shit.
Of course.
And that's just going to be the end of it. Like, we're not going to hear it. This man is still going to have a job, but his brother probably is not going to deal with him anymore. I bet you that. But they say, I was looking at a news article saying that this happens all the time in Hollywood from men to women because what's his name came out and said it happened to him. He got groped. What's the guy's name? I was just talking about him. Damon. On Friday. The one that played Damon on Friday. Oh, gosh. What's Terry Crews.
Okay.
Yeah, he came out and said that somebody, they were at a, him and his wife was at a Hollywood party. And I think he said it might have been a man that broke him and grabbed his dick in front of his wife. Like, they were at a distance, but she seen that shit. But he was like, it's not just women in Hollywood getting, you know, sexually harassed or groped or none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's men too. And he was saying he just felt like it was the perfect time to come out because all this shit is happening. And he was saying more people should come out because he know he ain't the only one that this shit done happened to.
Mm.
Which, I'm like, yeah. Shit. Put it exposed to that shit. Expose these nasty creeps. It's gonna be creeps forever. Because, look, years ago, before we were even thought about, you had kings marrying 12-year-olds, so.
Yeah. Okay, with this one.
I'm just saying. Okay. Just saying.
Right.
Once a creep, always a creep. It might be in a creep bloodline or something.
Right.
But anyway, we're going to be back to our regularly scheduled program. We coming back next week?
Are we?
I don't know.
You tell me.
What's next week? Oh, yeah, I'm free because Madison's going to Cedar Point. So, it's next weekend? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Maybe on Friday. No, I'm not doing Friday because I'm not driving in that traffic. That traffic had me fucked
well,
up.
Well, I can't do Saturday. Saturday.
What's Saturday? What you doing? I meant to tell you this too. I was looking forward to that skating party.
That was a month ago.
I know. I just thought about it because I seen canceled. I was like, I just thought about it looking at you. So I just wanted to let you know we got to go skating because I wanted to go skating. Yeah, she's going next weekend. So what's Saturday? What are you doing Saturday?
I'm booked.
And busy. Okay. Anyway, Walking Dead comes on Sunday. I'm so excited. I can't wait. All of these shows are back. What are you watching?
I don't.
You don't watch none of the fall shows?
I'm just not into TV right now. I'm out here getting this money.
Oh. No TV while working?
Not really.
Well, what do you usually watch during the fall?
This Is Us.
Still haven't watched it. I don't want to cry because I'm as many people as talking about
cry
it.
Every episode.
I'm like, I don't want to cry. Like, I'm a thug,
and that's why I actually haven't even. I was gonna catch up on the two episodes on Hulu, and you could ask Kevin. Like, legit, I like pressed it, and I was like, I can't do it. He was like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I'm gonna cry. Like, I'm not ready for those emotions right now.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna wait.
And you know, when I first seen that preview,
you about to cry right now?
No, it's just not.
Y'all, like, she look like you.
No.
My
allergies, so my nose was itching. Like when I first seen the previews for the first season, I'm like, ooh, that's gonna be good. Mm-hmm. And then I start seeing reviews about it, like, oh, it's emotional,
it's good. Amazing, right?
I was like, I'm not doing that shit.
It's amazing.
And nobody have time for you to be sitting there, your eyes are red and swollen from crying. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, it's like...
But the show is basically all connected. Because I just seen a clip of it, and I knew what was happening.
Right.
Like, because basically it was the clip where their son was talking to his mom. And now didn't realize that Mandy Moore was the younger version of her.
No, that's not how it is. But okay.
Didn't she lose a baby or something?
Yeah, but she's not the younger
did
version.
That's what I seen, so maybe I might have been wrong. But she was telling about how she adopted a boy, and it was but the daddy was looking in the hospital, and he was looking at the little black baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's not her. That's not his mama that adopted him.
Mandy Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his mama.
Yeah, that's what I
said. Mandy Moore was not a younger version of her.
Well, yeah, because I know she got on makeup and stuff, so it's still her. Right. But that's what I was just saying. Like, it was the younger version of his mom, and they were talking, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I was like, oh, I should watch it. But I was like, no, I don't want to cry. It's just too much. But it does look like a really
good show. It's an amazing show.
I've been back. Scandal's on its final season, which I'm sad about. I love Scandal just for the fact, like, this new season, Olivia fucking some new guy. Stop fucking what's his name? I can't even think of his name. Not the president. President, he in Vermont doing his own thing, but he just came back while she kissing somebody on the elevator. They about to go in the house fucking and fuck, and he's standing right there. He like, hi. I was like, ooh, what he about to say? But yeah, it's a lot of shit going on there. How to Get Away with Murder is crazy as usual. You watch that?
No.
You don't watch How to Get Away?
I really don't watch a lot of TV.
Okay, if you don't do anything this weekend, watch.
No, I'm not. I'm just gonna let you know. I don't wanna involve myself in television for real. And honestly, I don't watch it, but when I'm gonna go get my hair braided, they were playing it on Netflix. And I'm not gonna say it's not a good show. I'm just not one of those shows I'm gonna like, oh my god, I need to watch what happened next. It's like, it's not. If it's on, I'll watch it.
And this is what I do. I do it on purpose with a lot of shows I watch, except my superhero shows. I have to keep up because I follow so many people that talk about that shit. So I don't wanna see something on my timeline to be like, oh my god, I missed that. So all kinds of fucked up. I'd be mad. So that's probably the only stuff I really watch live is like all my superhero shows. But that's what, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Friday. It's a lot of shit. It's just and the crazy thing is I don't watch it. I watch it after everything is recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Oh, well, She's Gotta Have It's coming out.
Yeah, I've seen that. I said that looked like it's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing. It's Spike Lee. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Well, you can't say everything he made.
I can, because I'm an amazing fan. Like, I love him.
You like Chirac?
I love every movie.
You like Chirac?
Yes, every movie.
Oh, wow.
Spike Lee has come out. I love it.
But I love it. My favorite of all time is definitely Crooklyn, still, to this day. I love that movie.
Okay.
That was my favorite one. Because me and my auntie was talking about it. Because she got this new recliner.
Mm-hmm.
And her dog, Zoe, she's blind. So she can't really see. So Zoe will go under the couch and lay down if you have the recliner up. So I was like, oh, yeah, we don't want that to happen. You know how that part on Crooklyn when they found the missing dog.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
And you just come up and she's like, burr. She was so distraught by that shit, though.
Oh, my God. This one.
That's my favorite part in the movie. I don't know why. That was my favorite part in the movie. Well, guys, we definitely are probably back to our scheduled program.
Probably.
I'd say about maybe 85% chance. But we're probably more. It's winter, so more than likely it's cold. We not out of here. Out here twerking these cheeks and stuff, you know? Oh, excuse me. She's twerking these cheeks in the cold.
I'll twerk my cheeks anywhere.
Fuck with me and get some money.
Okay.
That is my fucking song.
Clearly it is.
It is.
Oh, my God. Did you see? Who, what is his name? You know, I don't know these young people.
Me neither.
You just singing a young people.
Oh, that guy.
Song.
Yeah, but because it's
anyway,
my song.
But what's the guy? Is it?
What's the song?
I don't know the song. Wait, no. I'm Married to the Game.
She's going to play the song because I don't know.
I'm not playing the song. I'm playing what was sent to me. And this is why if I win and do I Am Blessed with Children, they are not going to be connected to the internet. Because this shit right here, nigga.
What did he say?
No, it's not what he said. It's what he did.
What did he do?
I'm trying to see. Oh, Quan.
Who?
Young Thug.
Please. That's Young Thug? I thought that was somebody else. Yeah, I did see this because my friend posted this shit. I didn't know this was... This is not Young Thug, though.
It says hashtag Young Thug.
No, this is not him. You can tell because his voice, but that's not Young.
I don't know who Young Thug is.
That's the guy that be wearing the tutus and shit. The gay nigga.
How is this not him?
That's not him.
Who is this?
I don't know. It's a different rapper. He's from Miami. That's all I know. My friend posted it the other day, and I was so confused by number one. Why won't he pull up that dress? Because his nipples are out. That's going to be our video of the week. So, yeah. Send that to me. Anyway. And then his hair is rainbow. Young Thug.
I don't care about the dress. I don't care about the dress. I don't care about the hair. I care about him getting on his knees and putting that gun in his mouth.
Yeah, like that's what I think. But let me show you Young Thug.
What's the problem?
This is Young Thug. That might be him. I don't know.
You don't know.
Oh, no. Nope. That's not Young Thug. Okay. So this is Young Thug. Oh, that might have been him. Okay. I don't know. Let me see.
Oh, my God, girl. She don't know. Let's see.
But what? That might have been him. Oh, no, that wasn't him. Okay. Okay, so his name, the guy that did that, his name is New Age Jerk Boy. Yep, that's his name. His name is his name is New Age Jerk Boy. But this is how he dresses. So, yeah, that wasn't him. If I knew that, I knew one thing. I wasn't. Because I was so confused by the fact that this nigga got rainbow hair. All right. I mean, I don't have a problem with the shit, but you wearing a dress. Talking about I'm married to the gay.
I don't care about the dress. I care about that gun in his mouth. He got on his knees.
He definitely got on his knees like he was about to suck a dick. And I think that was that same nigga that was talking shit. He was talking shit talking about, what'd he say? Oh, he was like, I'll put my dick in your mouth and make you suck it or something. Somebody
I heard
posted a video. And I was just like, what is wrong with
these niggas today?
My thing is, if you gay, be gay.
Be gay.
If you love men, go for it. I love men
too. Don't threaten nobody with all. I'm about to put my dick
thing,
in
no,
my
thing is, don't say lyrics like that. And then when people be like, wait a minute. And then you be like, nah, I'm just saying. No, boo-boo.
You saying you gay.
You saying that you like penis.
Like, you like, if you like penis, you like penis.
And that's fine. That's exactly. fine. It's amazing. Exactly. Go for it.
Have fun.
I'm just saying.
I like a good penis.
You too. You sure? Because you just came out today.
I did not. Fuck you.
I'm coming out. I want the world to know that my penis show.
Oh, my penis.
You do.
I don't, America.
Exactly. Now. Why are you lying? You're a bad liar.
Let me check. All right. They might be, but still. She's seen my titty, y'all.
I've seen her vagina, so.
Yep.
Just saying.
She would never let that go either.
I'm never. Why would I?
Because it was nice looking. You know, let's go ahead.
It was. Like, okay. I'm not gay, though. Remember that, okay?
You can appreciate a good booty.
Yeah, I can. I'm just boom. Saying, but you know.
Because this girl I seen had the really nice rack, and I was just like, oh my God, I want my titties to sit up like that. They don't sit up no more.
You just gotta get a good bra.
Oh, no, I got a sports bra on today.
Yeah.
But usually when I got my good bra on, they be... You know, I got medium-sized titties, so they be here.
No, looking you got nice. Little boobs.
Aww.
I'm sorry. You know, they're aww. Not medium at all.
You sound like my sister.
It's fine, though.
Definitely in the itty-bitty titty committee.
Yeah, she got a little hair full. That's a... probably...
It can do two.
No, it's just, you have a sports bra. I'm like, take it out and cop it.
I can't. The window's open.
Girl, please.
Everybody, you ain't seen a titty before?
I ain't seen my titties. All right. Anyway.
Anyway, guys, we will be back.
Will we?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
I don't know, y'all.
I want to do a live video, too.
We should.
I don't know what day.
We should go live right now.
But y'all wanna say laugh.
We laugh. Go laugh right now.
We laugh.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Maybe next time. Never mind. Who does that?
I don't know. That shit is
people be doing that?
They do.
Like that? Let me do it. I'm about to do it right now.
Popping.
How you do it though? Why they do that? What's the point?
I don't know. That's how the hood rats do it. The new hood rats.
The new hood rats, what they be like? I don't even know how to go live.
Yeah, it's been a while. Can we go live on our Facebook page? Okay, guys, we'll go live next week.
We're going to go live. Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
Yeah, you'll see us live, actually, while we're... Oh, are you doing it?
No, I'm not on our Facebook.
Yeah, we'll go live next week while we're recording, so you guys look out for that. I'm going to put a post about it to remind you guys as well.
Yeah, we're going to go live. That'd be cute.
We back in this thing.
Send your questions.
So you'll have a live video. Yes, please send questions. I'll be posting up all week about that. Questions. Come on the page and ask questions because we're going to be live, so we'll be able to see it. And we could just answer it right then and there. We'll probably do it for like a couple hours. 2 hours, I'll say. That'd be our 2-hour recording.
Okay.
Because that'd be how many episodes? I think our, like, 7th? 8th? Oh, maybe we should do it for number 10 and then have a special guest. A couple guests. You bring a guest, I bring a guest. Get some wine. Litty. Litty titty city. Anyway, guys. Of course, you guys didn't hear music this week. But, you know, we just be going pro bono. Like, that's just what it is.
Pro bono mean free.
I know. We be going free. Hello. No music. This acapella, my nigga.
We had music.
I don't know what that sound is, but it sound broke. What song is that?
I don't know. It's the song that Beyonce sing a Spanish on.
Oh, yeah. I do like that song, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that song. That's why I'm like, what song is that? And I could my name up. Yeah. Because the beat didn't sound too much like it. Sounds like a muzzled animal.
You're such a fucking hater.
I love you, though.
Whatever. Bye, y'all.
Catch my kisses.
I don't want your hot kisses.
Yes, you do. God damn it. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We'll see, just playing. Oh!
What?
My blog is going live tomorrow.
Finally.
Yes. I told you mid-October. It is mid-October. Yes, I definitely said mid-October. Yeah, so check that out. I'll post it on our
Instagram. How are we supposed to know what it is? What is it called?
Ingenuously Me.
Thank you.
We talked about it.
But you supposed to say it when you were telling her.
I'll get the link out and everything. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Burr, 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 burr. Here she go, this bush. Let me find it real fast.